You are listening to part two of the IU for Division 3 podcast interview with FP Innovations employees Jim Hunt and Jamal Amashev.
I think it's really interesting to hear about the collaboration that set this in motion. So the industry recognized that they needed help with this, and FP Innovations was there to serve that role. And likewise, it's been, from what you're saying, a mutually beneficial relationship that, you know, shows no signs of slowing down in the near future.
Well, one thing that, you know, as you mentioned, it shows no signs of slowing in the future is the value proposition for SteepSlope is just is compelling. Worker safety stands to make the biggest gain as workers are removed from exposure to overhead hazards with mechanization. Margin improvements with, as we know, cable logging or heli logging is a very expensive practice, and enabling ground-based systems on steeper terrains and more difficult terrains would potentially bring in some margin improvements for both contractors and forest owners. And also, as Jim mentioned before, improved access to the previously uneconomical fiber that either deflection limitations or simply logistics in terms of size of woodlots.
Yeah, and being able to see those results in real time and see the products of the collaboration that you guys are doing and working with the industry is really, really great. That really speaks to the collaboration that's going on here. While there's certainly good things happening here in Canada at home for you guys, how does FP Innovations work internationally with the collaboration?
I'll try to have an answer for that. When I joined FP Innovations in 2015, the Steep Slope Initiative has already been started. Prior to that, I was working in New Zealand where some of the very first machines, like such as the Climax and the Rosswood Bulldozer Tethered Fella Buncher, were used in the beginning. And I was actually witnessing the development of the winch assist systems coming out of New Zealand, such as the Climax, the EMS traction line, the Falcon, the remote operated bulldozer, without making any endorsements here, develop in front of my eyes. And I visited some of the first pieces of equipment that were working on steep slopes. And I remember the Department of Labor officials down in New Zealand, once these pieces of machinery started rolling on steeper and steeper and more treacherous terrain, some of them completely not agreeing with it, saying, I won't let any of those machines yo-yoing on my slopes. 2 years later, there'll be several of them working in those areas, and then those officials would be all over them in regards to how safe they are and how they remove people from overhead hazards, as I mentioned before. Anyway, I'm originally from Europe, as you know, or may not know, but and so I have been studying in Europe, studying in the U.S., and I work in New Zealand. So through my network that I've created specifically on harvesting, focused on steep slopes, I've been able to connect to all those people, such as Ringvisser, Carl Stamfer, yourselves at OSU. I'm a graduate of OSU, and that has helped tremendously in our collaborative international projects working on steep slopes, not only in the winch assist technology area, but others as well.
Anything to add from a broader FP Innovations perspective, Jim?
There's been so much interest that, you know, when people first started getting back into steep slope harvesting, and the New Zealanders really caught people's attention and the first Climax came here in 2013. So there's been a lot of attention focused on New Zealand, but also in Europe. And so we've really been trying to import a lot of knowledge from abroad to help our local loggers, and I think that's really important for our initiative and for the success of loggers in adopting new technologies, to have really good collaboration, and it's been great working with University of Canterbury and Sion in New Zealand and OSU and Boku University in Austria, and basically many different international organizations. We're continue to reach out and, you know, foster further collaboration. Really, we'd love to collaborate more with international organizations or contractors, and we do have a steep slope initiative LinkedIn working group, and we'd like to have further discussion on LinkedIn or through our website or through, well, whatever means. We'd like to collaborate more.
Twice every year, we also have international, what is it, conference call discussions with stakeholders from all over the place. That's an example, Reinvestor from Chile, Carl Stanford, OSU, Jeff Weimer has usually been on those calls. Rodrigo Palazuelos is from Chile. Major equipment manufacturers from the U.S., from Canada, and there, pretty much we all lay out what projects we're working on, what is the research needs, what are the research needs that we need to keep working on, so that we don't actually double up, and we are pretty open, all of us sharing results of our research to move this important issue further together.
I'm actually really glad you included that, because that was what I was curious about next. I was curious about where FP Innovations wants to take this steep slope work in the future. And it sounds like, to paraphrase, just that they want to keep working on the collaboration to better the industry and all the players that are involved in this.
It's true. I think we need to fill some of the information gaps. This is a winch assist harvesting is relatively new. In fact, I'd say it's a revolution of harvesting, at least in BC. There hasn't been a lot of new innovation here in a while, and this is a big deal. And British Columbia, Canada, is fairly regulated, you know, and our regulators are looking for science, so they can develop standards, so that we can ensure practices are safe. And these are still early days in the winch assist. You know, we need to fill some of the information gaps, develop the science to have, you know, good science. We would like to see standards developed by the International Standards Organization, and we would like to align our research efforts to fill some of those information gaps in collaboration with the international stakeholders. We see that as an important piece. And currently, in lieu of regulations, we're focusing very much on best management practices to ensure that stakeholders, operators, companies have good due diligence and they're using the best available information. That's important that there's good practices in place. Otherwise, the regulators will probably intervene, and that's not a bad thing either. But I think that right now there's a bit of a race on to find out what the information gaps are and fill them and provide good science.
In regards to the collaboration, so on top those best practices, best management practices, the BMPs that Jim is explaining, will also be used as operator training material. Currently, both here in BC, the BC Forest Safety Council, as well as the New Zealand branch, as well as WorkSafe BC, I'm not sure what it's called actually, what institution in New Zealand, but as well as the Kiwis, are developing competency units for operators, specifically for winch assist. And we have been comparing notes on how to develop those and what kind of learning resources are needed in order to train operators specifically for operating winch assist equipment on steep slopes. So that's another example of collaboration giving fruitful results and not reinventing the wheel.
Well, I would say that, you know, we have to give credit where it's due. Like, we are doing a lot of collaboration, but I think that some of the work that Reinvestor from the University of Canterbury has done on tension monitoring and best practices down there, I mean, there's an awful lot of really good work going on out of New Zealand, and it's not just us. There's work going on in many other places, and a lot of credit goes to some of these other agencies that are doing really good work. There is one other aspect about the Steep Slopes Initiative, and that's, you know, and I think I mentioned it in one of the early goals, is providing access to economic timber, and I think that that's a real challenge. We saw this last year that the chief forester actually reduced some of the timber harvesting land base because of steep ground, because the companies have not been harvesting the expensive, challenging ground. So if it's not going to be used, that actually makes the annual allowable cut slightly unsustainable. So it's being partitioned out until the companies can demonstrate that they can utilize that wood, at least in a couple timber supply areas. So, and I mentioned the pine beetle earlier, and there's devastating downfalls in timber supply there. So being able to access more fiber economically is really important in BC. And so if we can sneak onto ground that would be too expensive to set up with a cable operation and get some fiber out with ground-based winch assist harvesting and do that cost effectively and safely, that would be a real win in terms of timber supply in BC too.
It's really great to hear about this Steep Slope Initiative work that you guys and FP Innovations are doing, and it makes me even more excited to hear what everybody else has to say on the committee about this work. So again, thank you for taking the time to be on the IU for our Division 3 podcast.
It's been great to have you here, Preston. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
IU for our Division 3 podcasts are produced by myself and Woodham Chung, along with support from Faye and Lucille Stewart Endowment Funds at Oregon State University.